John, we have an ownership change in a local TV station. What does this mean for the local television news market?
Graham Media Group, which owns WJXT TV4 here,
That's our partners, News for Jax.
Yeah, they have purchased WCWJ TV 17. And that really completes a network TV consolidation in Jacksonville. You had Tenga own First Coast News, which controls the local NBC and ABC affiliates. Action News Jax, which is owned by Cox Media, and they control CBS and Fox franchises. Of course, when you consolidate the operations in business, you're always out to save money. That's a big part of the reasons why we've seen all this consolidation in Jacksonville and across the country for that matter.
So who did you talk to about this deal?
Well, I talked with Emily Barr, who's the president and CEO of Graham Media, and I asked her why they bought CW17.
And they already owned Channel 4, right?
That's correct.
And I think what we like about WCWJ is it also in its own way is a very strong station with a very different and distinct audience from the one that we attract over at WJXT. So this will be our first CW affiliate.
Everyone knows the station they're buying as the CW,
right?
And that station has a considerably younger demographic.
That's exactly why they like it. And they also, WJXT, also has the top-rated local TV news in town.
That's right.
So I asked Ms. Barr, are they planning to bring that newscast over to CW? And here's what she said.
We first need to examine what the audience makeup is of CW17 before we make any decisions as to whether we produce a special newscast for that audience or whether we take a newscast that's already airing on WJXT.
It would seem to make sense to bring the highest rated local newscasts to the news station, but we'll see.
It also would make sense financially to bring the CW17 operation, which is in a separate station, under the WJXT station in San Marco. Instead of running two stations in two different locations, you're running two stations in one location with one staff.
So some people working at local TV stations might be looking for new jobs soon.
Well, it's very possible. The whole name of the game these days is cutting costs and doing more with less. So less means less people.
WJCT business analyst John Burr spoke with Graham Media president and CEO Emily Barr. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.